Looking for a Bible to encourage the girl in your life? The NIV Kingdom Girls Bible is a beautiful new Bible that will inspire girls ages 8 to 12. It contains 400 features and colorful illustrations and highlights famous and sometimes infamous women of the Bible. Special notes will encourage girls to apply Bible passages to their lives through prayer, art, and activities. Go to NIVKingdomGirlsBible.com for a free sample and to learn more about this amazing Bible. Visit NIVKingdomGirlsBible.com today.
Hey, you're listening to The Real Kathy Lee on the Ultimate Homeschooling Radio Network. Thanks for joining me as I share my mom sessions. It's basically my imperfect journey of motherhood. Be prepared to laugh, maybe cry, but hopefully you're going to be encouraged as I share my failures, successes, and offer some tips I've learned along the way. And remember, you've got this. Welcome to the show this week. I hope you can hear me. I decided to sit outside on my screen porch to record this episode. Spring has finally sprung here in Atlanta, and it is just beautiful. The pool is ready for the kids to get home today and jump in, and I'm so excited about that. So last week we talked about feelings, and it's interesting how this week has unfolded for me personally. And I thought, you know what? This podcast, it's funny because sometimes we talk about parenting stuff and sometimes we talk about mom stuff. Really, we just talk about stuff that I'm dealing with a lot of the times that I think you might be interested in. And I know I say this all the time that my podcast is a hot mess and it's probably the, you know, most elementary podcast out there. And yet you guys are so faithful to listen and send me emails and send me text messages and Facebook messages that you're getting something out of it. So I just am thankful. I'm thankful that, you know, the stuff I'm going through or the stuff that I have gone through in the past is something that might minister to you, because it's one thing I know is that we need each other, and we need each other to be vulnerable, and we need each other to be kind, and we need each other to be supportive, and we need each other as moms and as women. And if something that I've gone through and mistakes I've made can somehow help you in your journey, then I'm going to be open and sharing it. So this week is no different. This week, it's interesting. I've shared before that I am an ESFJ on the Myers-Briggs. That is my perfect description, too. You look it up and it says counselor. And boy, has this been the week of wearing the counselor hat. Three different people called me, came over in the same week, day actually, and then ended up being all week, and needed counseling for different things, you know, for marriage situations, for relationship situations, for personal things they were struggling with. And I thought, I don't know. I mean, I'm clueless on so many of these things, except that I've been through it in so many areas, and I've had to do so much stuff of looking in the mirror. And I think I've mentioned before that Christy and I are in the middle of writing a study called Looking in the Mirror. And I'm so excited about this study because it really is an introduction to self-awareness. And I know we talk about self-awareness, or I think we talk about it. I talk about it. I want to dive into it. Are you self-aware? Have you looked in the mirror lately? As a mom, as a woman, as the girl who grew up, have you stopped and looked in the mirror and asked yourself, do I know myself? And what are the issues in my relationships? And I'm honest with myself about my junk. Man, we got junk. We all have junk. I have so much. And we all come from a background, a childhood. And some of us had great childhoods and other of us had trauma. A trauma in my childhood, lots of trauma. Maybe I'll share about that on the podcast one day, but I had to spend a lot of time working through it. And to be honest, I'm still working through some of it. And it doesn't matter what our past is, but what we have to recognize and realize is that it influences us today. Who we were as a child, the environment we were in, it impacts the way that we are friends with someone else. It impacts the way that we're partners with someone. It impacts the way that we parent. And so it's super important to look in the mirror and ask yourself, what are those things? How do I need to grow from that? Have I dealt with those issues? I can't tell you how many times I talk to people and they don't see themselves. their good stuff, their stuff they need to work on. They don't see themselves. And I think it's hard sometimes because we know that we have some issues and we know that we're not perfect, but we don't know how to work through it. And so it's easy in situations to blame it on the other person. And I'm always intrigued by people who are in conflict, especially within relationships, whether it's a friend relationship, a business relationship, a personal relationship, when it's always the other person's fault. Have you ever known someone like that? Nothing is ever their fault. It's always, let me tell you how bad they are, what they've done wrong, how they've made the mistake. And I pause and I think, gosh, I wish they would look in the mirror. And usually it depends on how close I am with the friend. If someone that's close to me, I will say, you know what? In love, I want you to look in the mirror and ask yourself, how have I contributed? Because we've all contributed. And you may or may not know about me that I am divorced. And as much as I believe I had grounds in that area, we contribute. I contributed. And before I remarried this past year, I had to take a really hard look at myself and say, where are my wounds? Where are my triggers? What are my expectations of other people? And I say this all the time, expectations ruin relationships. I say it all the time, right? You've probably heard me say it on the podcast 50 times already. Expectations ruin relationships. And I think, where do those expectations come from? Where do those start? And often I think they start in our own insecurities, right? We don't feel that we can handle something, so we expect the other person to make us happy. It was interesting. Recently, my husband said to me, he said, I love making you happy. And I had to say, you know what? I am happy. You don't, I mean, he does make me happy, but you don't. You know, we have to be happy in ourselves and we have to know ourselves and know who we are. And so, are you self-aware? Have you looked in the mirror? Have you asked yourself those tough questions? And really, as you grow as a mom, and these are the hard years, right? I watch you young moms, whether you're at a conference or I'm at Target or I'm at Starbucks, or I watch and I see these moms who are tired and who, as I mentioned in the podcast a couple weeks ago, have all these kids often. And I worry about you because you're just adding on. And I'm thinking, do you ever pause? Do you ever pause to look in the mirror? Do you ever pause to say, is this what I want? Who am I? How did I get here? How do I keep going? I don't know. I am burdened because I see people that are my age making life choices and life decisions. And again, we all have made mistakes. I'm the queen of mistakes. I've made so many mistakes. But I wonder how we got there. And I think if we were to have known in our young years that we needed to look in the mirror and see who we were as young girls and what trauma we might have experienced and how we get out of it and how do we forgive and do we need therapy to help us out of that and how it impacts our relationships. And we might be further along and we might not make some of the decisions that we do later in life. And I think that it's important. It's interesting. A friend had a situation with her daughter, and long story short, it was something about the daughter shared something personal and that got shared to other people. And even in that, knowing who is safe as you grow and as you look in the mirror, if you do need to talk through it, who is safe to you? It goes back to the time we talked about who's your tribe and who are your few that you can trust to keep it close. And not very many people you can trust to keep it close. Who are those people? Do you have those people? Because as you start looking in the mirror and as you start asking yourself some hard questions, you might need to talk through it with somebody who knows you and loves you unconditionally, but will be honest with you and say, yeah, you can be this way at certain times. You can be intimidating. You can be harsh. You can be sarcastic. You can, whatever the situation may be, that's hard, right? It's hard to hear that we aren't perfect, and it's hard to hear that we need to grow. I mean, I think none of us really love that. But I think it's key that we acknowledge it and that we dare to work through it and dare to grow. And there's nothing wrong with realizing that we're not perfect and being willing to work harder to grow in who we are. And I think one of the best ways to do that, when I say look in the mirror, is to be quiet. And if you are an extrovert like me, being quiet is hard. We like to talk and get out there with other people. And yet, I will tell you, I treasure my alone time. I treasure climbing in the bathtub with the bubbles and some incense and some music and being still and being quieter. I treasure my time on my swing bed with my journal and my new Mr. Rogers book that I love and being quiet. So if you don't have the opportunity to be quiet, I would say first you need to make plans to do that, to get somewhere and to be quiet and start asking yourself the hard questions. And those hard questions would be things like, what are my triggers? When I get angry, what is that really covering up? Am I feeling hurt? Am I feeling rejected? Am I feeling abandoned? Do I have trust issues? If I do, why do I have trust issues? Do I try to overpower in relationships? If so, what is that from? Where is the weak link, if you will? Where is the moment that something happened maybe that put that into your brain that's how you had to behave? When you lose it with your kids, what is that really about? Is it because you didn't do something necessary and so y'all are behind and then you lose it? Or is it truly, maybe it's something where you really do need some support with medicine? You know, I'm a big holistic fan, but Christy and I've talked many times where there's a time when you need to see a psychiatrist and get some support with that. Is it something you need to talk to someone professionally? These are all real things. All real things. And often women are alone and they're in their homes, especially stay-at-home moms. You're with kids all day and you are not getting the chance to be still and be alone and ask yourself those tough questions. And then things come out. You explode, or you have problems in your marriage or in your friendships, or if you do work and you're like, what is that about? And everything I'm telling you, I have had to do and I am still doing. I am still learning. I am still growing. I still am far, far, far from having it figured out. But there are some resources, and they're not new resources. They're people that I've mentioned before. But I will tell you, if you do feel as if you're struggling in your relationship with their partner, I would highly recommend Andy Stanley's sermon on What Happy Couples Know. I think it's 4 weeks, so 20 minutes each sermon probably, so you're talking an hour. And it really goes over in a relationship, what our expectations are and what happy couples know about the other person and looking at the other person. And it was so helpful to me. Just good information, just very good practical. So if you're newly married, if you've been married a while, I would still recommend it. Be great date night stuff if you do have a date night at home after the kids go to bed, or commit to 1 week watching that. Or if you're struggling in your marriage, you watch it first and then maybe see if a partner would watch it later and maybe come back together and discuss it. I would recommend that. I would recommend Brené Brown 100 times. I always recommend her, that you would look at her Gifts of Imperfection. That was such a powerful book for me, and that you would look at that book and it Rising Strong. And one of the things I always talk about with people is in her book, she talks about when we don't know information, how we make up this story in our brain, because our brain has to make up a story. And I think it's so powerful to know yourself, to know, are you one of those people? As you're becoming self-aware, do you make up stories? Do you create what isn't there? I totally am guilty of that. And so that was really helpful for me. So Brené Brown, if you've not looked her up, you know, with my suggestions before, look up her stuff. There's so many people who have great things to say. You know, I'm a Robin Sharma fan. I love what he says about positive thinking and about getting up early, which I'm terrible at, which I want to be better at, and with making plans to succeed and All of that, though, is being willing to look at yourself and say, what do I need to know about myself? What do I need to work at more? So I pray you will take that. I pray you will look in the mirror, that you will spend some time asking yourself the tough questions, being kind to yourself all at the same time, giving yourself grace, and knowing that it is a journey, and faith is a journey, and God gives us grace every single day. And I'm so thankful for His grace, and we need to give ourselves grace in the midst of it. If there's any way I can help you, you know you can shoot me an email. You can message me on Facebook. Please know that this is a message out of love, that we are in this together. And becoming self-aware, I think, is part of the growing up process, and it's a beautiful process indeed. Hey, did I mention that Jordan Callahan won the podcast award? Can't remember if I did, but so excited about my weekend coming up at my house for my 50th birthday. Can't believe that I'm going to be 50. If you have not checked out the Homegrown Preschooler, do that. And thank you again to the Ultimate Homeschooling Radio Network for letting me just ramble each week and share my heart with you. And hang in there. You've got this. You've been listening to The Real Kathy Lee. This is a production of the Ultimate Homeschooling Radio Network. To find out more, check out therealkathylee.com. You can download us every Friday on iTunes or your favorite app to listen to the podcast. Hey, if this hot mess can rock motherhood, so can you.